second parak of my Daf Mishnah Aleph. We are learning more halachas of Dover HaOvid, something that if you do not take care of it on Chol HaMoed, you will take a loss. It is permitted to do those malachas on Chol HaMoed. Misha Havach HaZeisim, the Eir HaOvid. He turned over his olives, and once they're turned over, they have to finish off the oil-making process, because they're already crushed, and they're going to get spoiled if you leave it the way it is. So if the person became an Ovel, and therefore he cannot deal with these olives, or Oynes, Shetura Poyalin, or his workers backed out on him, so now he's stuck. Toyin Koyer Yishoyinim Anich Lachamoyin. He could put the Koyer was a large beam of wood, heavy beam of wood that he put on it, and that's the way they pressed out the oil. So he had to put the first one on that would continue the out-pressing process, so he would not lose this oil. Doesn't necessarily be a minimum. Once we permitted him for davar ofer, then he's allowed to pour the olives into the olive pressing area, and he finishes off the whole olive processing, and he could put them into their jugs and cover them up in a normal fashion. Because if it's a chashash of davar ofer, he doesn't have to do mamish the very bare minimum. He should do it in the normal fashion to make sure he gets the oil out.